I was talking about, you know, patriotism. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a patriotic Canadian. They want to vilify it. They want to say you're dangerous because you got a flag or something like that. No, go fly a flag. No, listen to me. Nations are God's idea. God created nations. God created borders. Two places in the Bible. Paul actually preached about it in the book of Acts in Athens. And to the at the Areopagus, to the wise men, and God, he says, created from one man every nation on the face of the earth, and determined their times, their seasons, and the boundaries, the borders of their inhabitation, that man by some means might feel for God and find him. That's what Paul the Apostle said. God created every nation. Nations are God's. Canada is here because God said we're here. Do you understand that? Understand it. That's Bible. That's Bible. Those that want to tear down borders and tear down nations and make it homogenous or a world government or something like that, those are the ones who are opposing God. So you start to pray the will of God and you watch God deal with it. It's pretty amazing. Here's another scripture for you. Deuteronomy 32 talks about God is our rock. His work is perfect. His ways are all justice. He's full of faithfulness without iniquity. And a bit later, he says, talks about when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance and separated the sons of men and fixed the boundary of the people. When was that? Well, that was at Babylon, remember? At the Tower of Babylon, up to that point after the flood, mankind was one language, one everything. And at that point, he determined that he would disperse man. And he says here in Deuteronomy 32, he gave the nations their land, their boundaries, and their borders. He separated out the sons of man. He dispersed them by language, and the nations of the earth began to disperse throughout the earth as God did it. God created the nation. And it says he, God, fixed the borders, the boundaries of the people. God's the one that does this. And that's why, you know, you got cultures within certain areas. And then the strange thing, he says, he did it according to the number of the sons of God. Some translations say sons of Israel, but that is a change. The Dead Sea Scrolls, the earliest translations say sons of God, Elohim. Sons of Israel, Israel didn't exist, doesn't even make sense. They changed the translation. Not modern times, it was of old. According to the number of the Elohim, the angels. So God set up nations. He set angels to govern over all the mankind in all their nations. This is how things work throughout the earth. And it says, but he took his allotted portion for his people, Jacob, as his allotted heritage. He took the land of Canaan. That would be Yahweh, God's land. The other lands were under these angels. Now, we find out later on I think it's Psalm 82, God judges those angels because they did not obey him but rebelled against him, and they decided they would make themselves God in all these nations, and that's where all the various nations and their various gods came from. You didn't know this, I bet. Most of you didn't know about this, but that's there in the Bible, not just one place. So, nations are God's plan. Canada, you are from the Lord. Canadians, you are from the Lord. Our borders are from the Lord. It's amazing, even in our history. You know, when we had the War of 1812 and all that, the Americans against what would become Canada, it was British then, back and forth. It was like the border there around what's now Ontario and New York State and up into Quebec and everything. It was like God had drawn the line there. Every time the Americans tried to invade into southern Ontario and up around Niagara, they'd lose the battle. But every time the British tried to invade down into what's now Michigan or Ohio or New York State or any of those places, they'd lose the battle. Back and forth it went, the border being set, I believe, by God, according to the Word of God here. So we pray, Lord, for protection on our land. God, keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. I'm a patriot. I'm proud of my country. This is God's land. It's one of the probably the best nations on the earth. Thank you, Lord. May our country be kept free. God, will you guard us from those that are trying to tear down our national identity and make us into something else? Nuh-uh. We have been established as a nation according to the Bible. We're established as a nation in God's plan. How about that?